The Electric Ireland Munster Hurling Minor Championship resumes for Cork this week. A semi-final this Thursday evening. Cork facing Tipperary at Semple Stadium in Thurles from 7:30. Cork manager Dennis Ring joining us now to look ahead. Dennis, look, the management of the layoff since that big win over Waterford at the start of May, how has it gone for you?
We're quite happy with preparations. We've done a lot of work in that period of time. It's been disrupted, I suppose, by leaving certs involvement, obviously, and also we had 12 involved in championship this weekend. So, you know, I suppose from that perspective, it's been a little bit disruptive. But outside of that, you know, that is the nature of it, with leaving certs and championship running into minor championship. And it's a case of managing that the best we can. And, you know, Johnny Dwyer's coach, Stephen Casey, strength and conditioning, and Liam Martin, John Martell, and Fergus Ryan and myself have, you know, we've been looking at how to do this as best we can, and we feel that the lads are in a good place.
And Dennis, like, we've described it as almost a new championship. Have there been additions to your preparation or the way you've worked things to try and, I suppose, build on it?
Yeah, look, we're delighted. Breen Hurley came on board as goalkeeping coach, and, you know, he's been very good and very steady and reassuring to our two goalkeepers. And also, look, Declan O'Sullivan has been absolutely fantastic to us. You know, his advice as well, as much as everything else, and his work as physio, as indeed as Paddy Burke as our doctor, and Derek Connolly from a logistics perspective, and Jerry Welsh, who's our liaison with the board. We've been very fortunate, and I'd have to say, look, an awful lot of people do an awful lot of work behind the scenes that probably goes unnoticed, and you know, it all is hugely important in terms of getting to the desired result at the end of the day. And, you know, we'd be very appreciative of all the work that people are putting in to help us out behind the scenes.
Look, that night after beating Waterford 124-8, Dennis, there was a lot to be very happy about. So, look, the sense that night was very much that's it's a very fresh start against Tipperary now.
Yeah, it's a totally different ball game altogether. And, you know, we know a lot about Tip, as they know, obviously, about us. Look, I suppose, to be fair, the performance that night was good in terms of a lot of things we did. But we're also conscious of the fact that's a long time ago now, and things have moved on a lot since then. I have to say that the lads are brilliant. They've worked very hard. They've applied very well to training. And, you know, as a bunch of lads down a different league, really, to lads generally in terms of their attitude, their appetite and their commitment to the whole thing. But they recognise and they know as well that, look, it's a new ball game, totally different kettle of fish. We are arguably the two best teams in the country meeting each other in the Munster semi-final. And whoever wins, the prize is massive. They're in the Munster final and the All-Ireland series after it.
Yeah. And Dennis, their match against Limerick, much tighter affair, the 3 points and a late win over Limerick. That was another month back. That was at the end of May, wasn't it? So they've had an even longer layoff to contend with. So very much a new championship for them as well. But look, your thoughts on them. I know you've mentioned...
Yeah, I suppose, to be fair to them, they're defending All-Ireland champions. They're going for 3 in a row in Munster. The management team are very experienced, so I think using that time or being prepared for that time isn't anything new for them. They're experienced at it. You know, I know they've got a lot of very good games in, even in the last week or so. They've been playing games regularly, and they had a very good performance last week. And from our perspective, you know, we had good games against the Glen prior to the Waterford game, but also against Charleville, Killa and Under-21s and Galway in leading up to this game. And it's the same for both. The long layoff is difficult. Tip are a serious team, there's no doubt about it. If you looked at the All-Ireland Colleges this year and the Harty Cup campaign, even between Templemore, Tullis and Nina, you're three exceptional teams, probably three of the better teams in the competition. And they have a lot of strength and depth. And from our point of view, that's a great challenge. Well, they're up to play them in Tullis. The seniors went up and played the All-Ireland champions in Tullis too, and had a very favourable result, and we're trying to emulate that achievement.
I was just going to say, to be fair, I'd say this young group of hurlers can take a lot of confidence from the senior success, beating Tipperary, then Waterford, and an opportunity to play before them in a Munster final as well. You know, there's a big buzz around Cork hurling at the minute.
There is, and there's a great atmosphere. And also, to be fair, the cooperation at all levels is actually fantastic, you know. Kieran Kingston, you know, in talking to our lads and John Martell, John Moyler's contribution from under 21, helping us out with practice matches, and also at 17 level, John Considine. There's a good atmosphere there, there's a good spirit there, and there's good communication there, and everybody's actually putting their shoulders to the wheel. And what the seniors have done is a great inspiration to the minors, and I know, you know, it's also reassuring as well to know how interested the seniors are, because Pat Hatton was with us a couple of years ago and he's with the seniors, and Pat would be driving us on and very enthusiastic about it as well as Pat Ryan and Dermot O'Sullivan. And obviously Kieran, you know, the interest that they're displaying even in the minors is fantastic, and it's very motivating for poor lads, you know.
Yeah, well, when you look at what one of your graduates, the likes of Mark Coleman, as just one of the lads, like, you know, when you look at what he's achieved at senior level already, like, I know this is your fourth year involved at the minors, Dennis, like, from maybe your first year involved to this, you can kind of see how minor hurlers, I suppose, the standards have just risen and risen, and that step up opportunity is really there for them now.
Yeah, look, it's absolutely fantastic to see these young fellas going through. And look, the purpose of a minor, obviously, look, you want to win silverware, but if you don't win silverware, you need to have a conveyor belt of talent coming through. And, you know, you look at Mark Coleman, who's been outstanding, Luke Mead, Dara Fitzgibbon, Shane Kingston, you know, and you have Robbie Flynn now, and David Griffin and Chris O'Leary, and all those lads who are involved, as well as Patrick Collins. They're all involved in the last few years, and I suppose you'd like to think that they got a lot of experience in terms of playing a lot of games and being involved, albeit to Munster semi-final level, but their level of preparation from an October to June, they learn and develop a lot as players, and it's great for our lads to see that these lads are transferred so quickly onto the senior scene. And look, it's a tribute as well to what Kieran and the management team have done in terms of how they've blooded them and how they've introduced them, you know, introducing a kind of a development squad at senior level last year, having these fellas on the fringes and getting a taste of it before literally throwing them in. And I think that's worked very well for Cork.
Mm. So looking to focus back on Thursday, Dennis, when do you name your team?
We're naming it on Tuesday night. Again, we're meeting in tonight. We have a session tonight, and we're naming the team and panel on Tuesday night, and all roads lead to Thurleston on Thursday evening.
And have you injuries to consider this weekend now, or anything, when you mention, I suppose, that the lads have been playing this weekend?
As we're going through each game, we're kind of waiting. And, you know, we're at these games, but we're also waiting anxiously on text, because, you know, you might be at a match and see a fella getting through it okay, but it's not until the hours afterwards you fully can appreciate that a fella has got through it okay, you know. A lot of these things might surface in the hours afterwards, but thank God so far to date, things are looking quite good. We also had to create games for some of the leaving certs. You know, some of them finished as late as Friday evening, which meant that, look, you were anxious that some of these guys needed games. So in fairness, clubs and under 17 squad and various people have been accommodating to us in terms of ensuring that our leaving certs were able to get some games over this weekend as well, because you're conscious of the fact it's very, very hard to come from a leaving cert environment and go straight into a Munster winner-takes-all Munster semi-final up in Thurles on Thursday night. So, you know, there's a thin line between putting fellas in cotton wool and having them prepared for the high pitch of championship, which would be Thursday night.
Certainly. And look, it is up to the home of the champions. We go on Thursday night again, but hopefully a good, strong Cork crowd will follow you up to make a bit of noise.
Yeah, we'd be delighted. You know, in fairness, the following for Cork hurling is absolutely magnificent, and you know, you'll see that. And look, we're hoping for a good year. The seniors have set the tone, really, with a positive league campaign, and then culminating in two outstanding championship matches in Tornos, and the under 21s are going very well at the moment as well, and the 17s obviously have done well, and it's great. There's a buzz, there's an atmosphere, and there's an appetite for hurling in Cork, and there always was and always will be, and we hope that the minors get their support as well on Thursday night.
Absolutely. Look, I'll be heading down, so looking forward to speaking to you after that game. Hopefully Dennis will be talking about success for another Cork side. Look, the very best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Lisa.